Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I was intrigued by a relatively new Disney movie I saw a few weeks back entitled Raya and the Last Dragon. It was a mythical tale that had some parallels with Adam and Eve's fall into sin, and also some parallels with Jesus' sacrifice to redeem his fallen creation. At the beginning of this movie, we hear how Sisu, the last dragon, concentrated all of her magic into a gemstone to defeat the evil Droon, who was turning everyone into stone and corrupting the world. And then we hear Raya, the narrator and the heroine of the story, say this about that moment of salvation. It should have been this inspirational moment where humanity united over her sacrifice. But instead, people being people, they all fought to possess the last remnant of dragon magic. We all became enemies, and the gem had to be hidden. Now, I know that Disney is not a Christian organization, but this movie did have some strong parallels to the Genesis record of the fall and to the gospel account of Jesus' life and sacrifice. But what struck me most in this whole movie was this one line: people being people. That one line kind of says it all as we look at the hostility and the selfishness and the corruption that exists in our world. Of course, this would not be true without sin. But seeing as since the fall, people are by nature sinful and unclean, people being people generally explains why we so often do the wrong things, or at the very least fail to do the right things. Our Old Testament lesson this morning is from the prophecy of Amos. What we learn from the book of Amos is that he was an ordinary man from a small town in southern Judah who made his living from sheep and from the sycamore figs, but who God called to prophesy to the northern kingdom of Israel and to its king because they're spiritually idolatrous and morally bankrupt ways. In our lesson today, Amos wrote this. This is what he showed me. The Lord was standing by a wall that had been built true to plumb, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord asked me, "What do you see, Amos?" "A plumb line," I replied. Then the Lord said, "Look, I am setting a plumb line among my people Israel. I will spare them no longer. The high places of Isaac will be destroyed, and the sanctuaries of Israel will be ruined. With my sword, I will rise up against the house of Jeroboam." Now, in case you are not familiar with a plumb line, and I was not until a number of years ago when I was in San Francisco and I went to work on my first Habitat for Humanity house and I got to see one used. A plumb line is a very simple device used by craftsmen which uses gravity to help make sure that one's work is straight and that 90 degree angles are being achieved. What God is saying to Israel by way of his prophet Amos is that he built Israel true to plumb, true to his perfect standards, straight and upright. But now, Israel was crooked, not in line with God's standards. You see, even though Israel had been perfectly formed by God, Israel turned away from God. People being people, they chose to follow the lust of their flesh rather than the laws of their faith. And thus God was going to let them be destroyed. But, and there's always a but with God, but to those who turn from their wicked ways and who turn to God for salvation, mercy would be shown and restoration granted. God would not and will not condemn and abandon those who come to him in sincere repentance and faith, confessing their sin and seeking his mercy. And so it is with us also because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus. God will not condemn or abandon us when we come to him with repentant and faithful hearts and say to him, Lord, have mercy on me, a poor, sinful being. Because Jesus bore the punishment for our sins, God is anxious to forgive us of our sins when we come to him and confess them to him. As we confess so often from 1 John, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You and I are supposed to live plumb. For though we were born crooked, that is because of our sinful nature, God plumbed us up with a new sinless nature as we were baptized into death and the resurrection of Jesus. And thus, like Israel, you and I now are to live straight and upright lives. Lives that walk completely in line with God's word and God's will. But here's the problem. We're still people. And people being people means that we're still going to do and going to give in to our sinful nature. We're still going to do those things that we shouldn't do, say those things that we shouldn't say, and think those things that we shouldn't think. In other words, we're still going to live very unplumbed lives. And that's precisely why Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross. Precisely why we need God's mercy and his grace. You see, this side of heaven, we will never have completely plumb lives. But when we, in faith, confess our guilt and seek God's mercy, he forgives us. And he looks on us as if our lives were completely plumb. The problem with Israel was not that they weren't living perfectly plumb lives. You see, the problem with Israel at the time of Amos was that they had actually turned away from God to follow other gods, and that they then lived in the unrepentant arrogance of their apathetic apostasy. They weren't accidentally falling short of God's will for their lives. They were willfully and consciously thumbing their collective noses at God, and turning away from his righteous commands. And thus God promised to destroy them and said that he would only bring blessing and restoration to a remnant of them. Now, that remnant being those who had not turned away from him. You and I are that remnant today. By faith and through baptism, we are the remnant of an originally plumb Israel. We, the church, are God's house. Built true to plumb. Built to reflect and proclaim God's love and forgiveness in Christ Jesus. No, we are not perfect. And yes, sometimes we still all get kind of crooked. Because people just being people, that's what we do. But through faithful repentance of our sins, God forgives us and he replumbs us every single time when we get a little bit out of line. And thus, the way to stay in line with God's will is to stay connected to the only one who can plumb us. And that's, of course, Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.